So we talked a little bit about stress and how teachers and caregivers often experience stress, just due to the rigors of the workplace and working with young children. But stress in children is something I want to talk about now. Prolonged or intense stress in a child's life will affect his or her emotional and physical well-being. Stressful situations like abusive treatment, poverty, unrealistic adult demands, chronic illness, an unsafe environment, being left alone for long periods, or natural disasters can have very, very stressful impacts on children's emotional state. Poverty, food insecurity, maternal depression, parental substance abuse, or interpersonal violence between parents or caregivers is also correlated with an increase in children's mental health problems. Some children experience undue stress and anxiety in response to even everyday events such as separation from families, new experiences, chronic illness, the divorce of parents, the death of a pet, the death of a family member, a conflict of ideas, or even confrontations within the family, friends, or between teachers, and overstimulation just due to hectic schedules, participation in too many curricular activities, or even from learning problems. Children have immature coping mechanisms, not enough personal experience, and they just aren't old enough to respond to stress and manage it in a healthy manner on their own. They're looking to us to help them with this. And often we'll see a child respond to stress with sudden behavior changes. These are often an early indication that a child is experiencing significant stress in his or her life. Teachers, you can help children who are experiencing stress by showing additional patience, understanding, and support, because children find comfort in knowing that they're safe and secure in their school or daycare environment. Depression is something else I want to touch upon quickly. Some children are unsuccessful or unable to cope with the chronic stress in their lives, and they may develop a sense of extreme sadness and hopelessness that begins to affect the way they think, feel, and act. Now, some of the early signs of childhood depression can include apathy or disinterest in activities or friends, a loss of appetite, difficulty sleeping, complaints about physical discomforts, twitching, repetitive tics, lack of energy or enthusiasm, indecision, poor self-esteem, or uncontrolled anger. Even children as young as 3 can show early signs of depression, particularly when a parent is also suffering from this condition. The onset of childhood depression can occur abruptly following a traumatic event, such as the ones we've listed, like parental divorce, the death of a close family member, abusive treatment, or long-term illness. However, it can also develop slowly over time, making these signs more difficult to notice. In either case, teachers and caregivers must be knowledgeable about the behaviors commonly associated with childhood depression so that children can be referred for professional care.